This is Marty Ford from the beautiful downtown rustic basement of Bozo's Bar and Grill and Tonsawa Station on BBSRadio.com live Tuesday nights, 9 p.m. Eastern Time. The name of the show is You About Ready, the place where you become empowered before you shower so you come out smelling like a fresh rosy flower, among other of nature's wonders as well. But now it's time to listen, learn, and laugh. No need to sit still. No need to stick out your neck like a giraffe. This is a place to enhance, enrich, enlighten, and empower your personal life and professional career. We're going to focus in and finally tune our skills of what? Critical thinking. Because when we think critically, we're making the right decisions for ourselves and the others in our life. We feel empowered when we do the right thing for ourselves, which may not be the right thing for someone else. I was just talking to a guy today I met at a sort of a tragic situation, but it happens and it's sad. But I met him, and he's a man that's been in recovery for 7 years, and he's struggling. And I told him, you know, there's many things. If you try to follow the recipe, it doesn't always work, because if I go to a movie and I like it and I tell you to go and you go and you don't like it, I feel bad. So you need to explore options. You need to become eclectic. There's a cliche word we'll talk about later. You need to form your own personal, private method of achieving success. And part of it is becoming empowered, critically thinking, and a big one, fighting boredom, the enemy of us all. Fighting boredom, the enemy of us all. And you got to be a kid and you got to play. Think back when you were a kid and you played. Life, you had it. You owned it. You were in control. The world was your playland. And everything you did focused and centered on play, except school. Especially for people like me who had learning difficulties way back then. They don't know what they called it. They just call you stupid because you couldn't do much, mainly because you couldn't read, but that's okay. I became empowered over time. I overcame obstacles. I survived the struggles and formed some form of success for myself. And guess what? You can too. Whatever's in your way, it starts with you. Get out of your own way. Let success come in. Feel that and taste that sweet aroma and flavor of honey, and you'll never go back to the fake stuff. We do a little bit of business before we get going here. If you want to call into the radio station and discuss any of the topics that come our way on the show, you can call in 888-627-6008. If you would like to send me an email, and I've gotten a few this week, which are very nice, with responses, because without response, there's no call. And the email number is email address, hamp73@gmail.com. Hamp, H-A-M-P, 73@gmail.com. We also provide a service for veterans here by offering registration on my website, www.connect, veterans.com. www.connectwithveterans.com. Because if you like your freedom, you better thank a veteran. No better way for the veterans to stay in touch than to register on my website, where they can reunite and go over and relive and become connected, whether geography makes it possible to physically connect, but with all the media today and resources out there, they can stay connected to the guys and the people who made their life so special while wearing the uniform serving our country. And there's a lot of need for that. I've read a lot, done minor research, collected a little data, but I know it's out there. There's a lot of veterans who are hurting, post-traumatic, etc., depression, anxiety, the shooter at Fort Hood last week. What the heck is he doing with a gun? He had all the diagnoses, and he went out and was able to buy a gun, and look at the damage he did. Shame, shame, shame on a system for letting that happen as opposed to providing care. Maybe he just needed to reach out and be with his buddies, the ones he lived, slept, bled, fought, survived, and just experienced a very special time in their life, and they need to get connected. So sometimes the therapy and sometimes the medicine doesn't work. What works is a reach out, a hug, a handshake, a connect with their veteran buddies. The registration fee is $25, and there's a $10 annual renewal fee. Those fees go to help pay for the website, which are very minor costs, and the rest of the money, all the other money we ever collect on this website, which is my niche, will be distributed to deserving vets and their families. Last week I mentioned that there are 4,500 female homeless veterans, and we would certainly do what we can to help them if and when we get enough registrants. We need thousands and thousands of people to sign up so we can generate thousands and thousands of dollars to give away. Nothing wrong with that. Veterans helping veterans help themselves. You can also find me on Facebook. If you go to type in Facebook, Marty Ford, and look for the one, if there's multiples, I don't know. I don't really type it in that much, my name. If there's multiples, click on the one who went to Temple University in Philadelphia, North Philly. Fine neighborhood that it was and still is. So to get started, we want to go with the critical thinking that we always start with to get our brains going, to lead us to becoming empowered, and to lead a simple, healthy, sober, productive, successful life. Last week's critical thinking brain buster said, what can travel around the world while staying in the corner? What can travel around the world while staying in the corner? Of course, we know it's a stamp. Well, if you didn't know, now you know. You fill your envelope, you lick it closed, seal it, put the stamp in the corner, and it can travel all over the world for a few pennies. Not bad. This week's brain buster is a sort of a biblical one. We don't get too religious here because we like spirituality, and we will go over the difference between religion and spirituality, maybe tonight and maybe in the future. How many animals of each kind did Moses take on the ark? How many animals of each kind did Moses take on the ark? Answer next week. Tune in at 9 o'clock Eastern, Tuesday nights on bbsradio.com. Tidbit of useless information from my vast warehouse and storage facility. As you know, we got a lot of them, and here's another one. Did you know you cannot sneeze in your sleep? Because I guess if you sneezed, you wouldn't be sleeping. But you can't sneeze in your sleep. And similar to that, you know, last night I stayed awake. My wife was complaining I make a lot of noise when I sleep from the attic and the basement, the anterior and the posterior, the top and the middle. And my toenails are weapons, so I have to slice them every once in a while. So I stayed awake all last night to see if I snored, and guess what? I didn't. I was up all night trying to snore, and I didn't snore, so I told my wife that, and she said, what do I look like, a fool? In fact, my wife said, give me a mirror. I said, what do you need a mirror for? She said, I want to see if I look like the fool you think I am. So give me a mirror. I couldn't fool her. Never can. We have a lot of love here, and things are just getting better and better as we age, and it's wonderful. I hope you're in a relationship that is satisfying as well. For both. Now, the cliches. Now, cliches we talk about all the time because they are our current form of profanity. Centuries from now, they'll look back and say, boy, they just spoke in phrases and catchwords and things that didn't require any thought. Where is our critical thinking? We don't have any. And that's what we're trying to do, is to get you away from saying at the end of the day and transparency and on the same page and ramp it up. And amazing. Everything is amazing. Just watch the idiot box, the black rectangular brainwashing box, and you'll hear the word amazing dozens of times, all day, all over whatever they're calling entertainment. So tonight's cliches are the cutting edge. Now, I've cut myself on the edge of a lot of things, sometimes a razor, sometimes a table. I guess cutting edge goes with state of the art. It gives you the impression that, wow, it's in the here and now, it's new, it's great. Chances are, if it's a cutting edge and state of the art, it's been around for 10 or 15 years waiting for the previous generation of equipment or supplies or materials to be sold and worn out and obsolete and discarded so they can introduce a new cutting edge, state of the art type stuff. Now, I've been watching some of these home improvement shows, and everybody seems to be in love with the notion of having in a living room, not just a living room or dining room, but an open concept. What the hell is an open concept? It's an open room. Where's a concept? It's not a concept. Is something you think about. I can conceptualize it. I can think about it. Let me draw it randomly. Let me lay it out. An open concept. No, when it's there and built, the concept is done. You're using it for what the concept was intended to do. So open concept. Listen to those shows. You hear it all the time. And of course, when the room is built and the house is all done, everything is what? Amazing. And of course, we have a more recent one, past few years, stay in your lane. Used to be mind your own business. Stay out of my business, boy. Stay in your lane, right? Refrain and stay in your lane. Don't come in mine. Keep your own space, personal, social, intimate space. We have them, right? You know what they are. Personal space, I mean social space. You know, you can talk to somebody a few feet away at the bus stop or something. As you get closer, it becomes personal space. You make them feel uncomfortable. And if you get real close for intimate space, it better be someone you know who you can reach out and shake hands or give a tap or a pound or a chest bump or a hug or other things, right? So stay in your lane, cutting edge, open concept, living room and dining room. Cliches that continue to take away our creativity of thought. And you don't have to be a genius. You don't have to be well-read and well-versed in so many things. You could just have to use words that are more appropriate and don't be a me too. That's what you want to try to avoid. Empowered people are not a me too. You think for yourself. You create your own world. You live and you don't exist. You're a leader, not a follower, right? You're a leader, not a follower. And if you want to know example of leadership, all you had to do was watch those two kids from University of Connecticut last night. They took over the game. March Madness is over. Another great March Madness. We love it. Everything. Nobody won Warren Buffett's $1 billion, but he did increase his mailing list, I guess. So you'll be getting junk mail and other phone calls from, Geico and Quicken, which is good business. He didn't get to be the world's richest man for nothing. And it was probably a safe gamble and insured anyway. In fact, I think most of the people were out of it in the first day. But those two kids are leaders, not these fake leaders who tell us what to do and then do other things, right? Leaders who are trained and educated, learned, scholarly, you know, they make us their bleeders while they simulate being leaders. And it comes from an incestuous fraternity of people in that world, not us. Independent people, free thinkers, critical thinkers, empowered people are leaders. So those two kids last night, Napier and Boatwright, just took over the game. Not the biggest guys on the floor, but guess what they have? The biggest heart. You play with talent, you win with heart. They took out Florida, the top team in the country most of the year, and they took out Kentucky, who boasted the five freshmen who were highly gifted and highly talented, as all those kids are. And actually, we should pay them for what they do and not do everything behind closed doors and make deals and give them things and then punish them for having a slice of pizza from an alumni or a booster or something like that. It's ridiculous. Yeah, they get an education, hopefully. Yes, they graduate, hopefully. But they have short careers, many of them. When they stay in college, they become better and better. Their skills are more finely tuned, and they can go on to a long, hopefully a long professional career. Basketball, their careers are a little longer than things like football. Baseball is long too. But I don't think baseball, some of the baseball players make that big money. But pay them while they're in college. They're bringing in the revenue. They're the salespeople. They're not the behind-the-scenes folks putting everything together. You know, the communications majors, the public relations people, the marketing people, the promotions people. These are the salesmen and the coaches as well, right? They're responsible for many things happening all over these universities. So give them a piece of the pie. Share. Let everybody eat and not have them look over their shoulder if they get a ride in the car from someone who they shouldn't be in the car with, right? Anyway, that was an example of leadership, right? They took over the game, controlled the floor, and they won the championship. And next year, it'll probably be someone else, but that's okay. I'm writing a book about things I don't know. It's endless. You know, and I need a publisher, not for that book, because it'll never end. Like this is Sherry Lewis, the song will never end. This book will never end because I don't know anything. And I find out more and more I don't know every day, especially when I watch Jeopardy. So my three books for which I need a publisher are Power Up Your Power. That's a book about empowerment we use here as a tool and a vehicle. And the other book is Things to Do to Fight Boredom, the Enemy of Us All. We talked about that on recent shows, and we'll go over some more things to fight boredom. I have a good example from last week. And the third one is G-Verb, Get Up, Get Out, and Get Going. And this is the time of the year to do that, to get up, get out, and get going, because the warmer weather's coming, the tough snow and the tough winter is behind us, hopefully, and we can get in shape and we can start to look good and feel good from the hibernation we've had during the winter. So I need a publisher for those. If anybody's out there, I give you the contact points, hamp73@gmail.com. Or you can call the radio station here at bbsradio.com. They'll forward me the message, 888-627-6008. Or find me on Facebook, Marty Ford from Temple University in Philadelphia. Do you know that Mondays are the most frequent day of the week for heart attacks at work? Thank goodness it didn't happen last week, but last Monday at work, things just went out of control. Remember, when you don't have control, you got no soul. I got more soul than I can control. But at this particular time at work, early in the morning, 8, 9 o'clock, there were 8 people all trying to figure out what was going to happen. 3 hours later, no one knew what to do. Everybody could have done something about it. No one did anything about it. And actually, it worked out all right. Because why? One person took control. I'm not telling you who that is, but one person took control. They seized the moment. They took over like Napier and Boatwright and said, we will not let this happen. We will win. We will be victorious. But what happens is you go to your work, the cubicle people sitting in there, and the boss comes in and says, yo, I need that report like now. We need dinosaur power now, said Jason the Red Ranger. Got to have it now. Well, it wasn't due till Thursday. I'm only half done. We need it now. 2 hours. You got to have it. Boom, the guy keels over, right? So Mondays, because you have a relaxing weekend, spending time with your family, maybe having some nice meals, going to a concert, watching your kids, playing with your kids at their events, doing things, socializing, interacting, getting out of the house, and you're nice and calm, you go to work, and boom, the explosion hits first thing in the morning, and you're gone by lunchtime. So be careful on Mondays. Be prepared for Mondays. You can't prepare for every crisis, but certainly those things are happening. I don't have any research for that, but you can believe it's true because I think I read it on the internet, right? And everything's true on the internet. Remember, believe half of what you see and nothing you hear, and you'll be fine. So what'd you do for yourself this past week? Did you get started on like a weight loss program? Because got a little few words to say about that. Did you talk about your stuff, put out your issues, your problems, your concerns, someone to talk with or listen to you, etc.? Did you help someone? Did you overcome an obstacle, achieve a goal, succeed in any fashion? Did you fight boredom? Did you do something to fight boredom? Did you play? Did you laugh? Did you sing? Did you volunteer? Did you give some time away for someone else? Because when we do that, we feel good about ourselves, right? And that's what we want to do. Did you write something down? Did you reach out to someone in need? And more importantly, did you make someone smile? Because laughter in our world, it's not there. We laugh at silly, goofy stuff that's not important. I'm tired of watching people grab their crotch and thinking that's funny. It's not. And talking about all the bodily functions, which we do once in a while here, but not in depth, not in detail, graphically almost, and relationships and so forth. That stuff gets old. It's cliche. They're all out there doing the same thing. Where are the pioneers? Where are the non-Me Too people? You can find one right here on bbsradio.com, me, Marty Ford. Tuesdays, 9 p.m. Eastern Time, right? So, tonight we played ball. Oh, before I go, before I start on that, you know, I listen to my music. Music gets me pumped. When playing ball, I barely jump. Lately, I've been tripping and falling, landing on my rump, which will bruise without a bump. So we played ball tonight. Got a late start for some reason. I don't know what it is. Maybe the warm weather. Guys thought we were playing outside. But no, we were still indoors till the end of the school season because that's what we pay for. But I got my hour and a half in and was able to come back, clean up, come down, listen to my music pre-show. And I got a good sweat, a good run, a good burn. Release the tension, the stress, any anxiety, frustration from the day. Planning for tomorrow, hopefully to avoid any event that will take you out of the game, right? We live for that, the competition, the camaraderie. It's almost a fraternity thing. I never was a member of a fraternity. Like Groucho, I probably wouldn't join anything who would have me as a member. But I did join the military. They took me. I don't know if they were desperate or hard up or just needed another body to fill a quota, right? But they took me, and it was a great time in my life. And that's why I started ConnectWithVets.com, so you can reunite with people 30, 20, 30, 40 years ago as well as those today. So that's what we did. We got our good sweat in tonight. I'm still aching a little bit, but I'm bouncing around. I was dancing to the music, singing along, getting in the groove, and ready to go on the show tonight. I am your coach, not your boss, all the pills, potions, and powders you can toss. It's up to you to manage and control your weight loss. Don't hesitate. No longer should you wait. Eat right. For you, it won't constipate. Snack on figs, nuts, and dates, resulting in your achieving your goal. You'll feel good about yourself in your head, heart, and soul. All this will happen when you eat fresh fruit, vegetables, and grains, and very little that needs to defrost. No increasing your menu costs. Big as many of us are, like Bonanza's middle son Hoss, all the unhealthy habits you too can toss. Be wise. No need to improvise. And enhance your life and exercise. We'll get into that in a little bit as too. Given the choice, would you want to fly or be invisible? Would you want to fly, have the ability to fly, or be invisible? Well, if you live in the major metropolitan areas of the country with all the traffic and so forth, you might want to fly, right? But it probably limits what you can take along with you. I think I'd like to be Harry Potter in the invisibility cloak and just be invisible and just be like the proverbial or cliche fly on the wall and see what goes on in there, especially in places where definition has power that leads to making determination like rules and laws and policies and procedures to see what really goes on behind the scenes, to see where the money goes and flows while the rest of us never know, right? And we sit and struggle as we continue to try and grow and prosper and do well for ourselves and our families. So what would you rather? Would you rather fly or be invisible? I think I'll go for the invisible. Not bad. And while I'm doing that, I can combine 5-hour energy, one of those things, and a 4-hour ED pill, the medicine for ED, Mr. Ed, or Mr. Herm the Worm, the little one-eyed, ball-headed devil that doesn't stand to attention all the time, even though he's not in the military, right? You need that 4-hour boost. Well, you will be flying, and you won't be invisible, so I don't know which one to do. But think about taking a 5-hour energy and a 4-hour ED med and see where you go, where it will take you. Hopefully you'll land on BBS radio show. Cannot from ourselves run and hide. Cannot let things slide. Cannot get to success if you glide. Find your stride. Get on the vehicle of life and ride. Let yourself inside. Discover, uncover, and unleash your energy, passion, and pride. Oh, I know in the past you tried. Look in the mirror and into your eyes. It's okay to cry and not live a lie. Do not deny. Once in a while, have ice cream on top of a sliver of warm, hot apple pie. The strength you gain from enduring pain, empowering you to obtain, retain, and maintain, to keep you just a bit crazy and not insane. Your source of power, simple as one of nature's pure grains, allowing the unwanted waste to go down the drain. These simple words need no refrain. Folks, it's all about empowerment. It's all about feeling good about yourself. It's all about you accomplishing more than you ever thought possible. And it can be done when you apply yourself, when you do some thinking, when you move on with your life, and you're not like everyone else sitting in front of the brainwashing box listening or hearing things. I don't even know if you're listening to rude, crude, antisocial behavior, which it perpetuates, and it's awful. Get up, get out, and get going. Speaking of fighting boredom, speaking of getting up and getting out and getting going, my wife and I went out last Friday to a local library on our nasty, rainy, damp, raw night. But we wanted to get out. What were we going to do? Stay home? You know, we watched enough Wheel and Jeopardy for the week. And so we had an opportunity to go to a concert, a live concert in a library, a five-piece band, a six-piece band, actually, who interacted with the audience of about 40 people sitting all around this little alcove in the library. And, of course, they had a cookie or two, which was nice and inviting. But they played warm, friendly, familiar music, and there were sing-alongs, and there was interaction. There was social interaction, human social interaction between band and audience. Comments made, questions asked, responses given. But of course, and of naturally, sitting right behind my wife and I, were two folks on their cell phone, both of whom had family members in the band, so they were being disrespectful, showing no courtesy and manners to their family members who were performing and who practiced once a week for 2 or 3 hours. This is their way to fight boredom. their music. Like my music I listen to, you know, I can't make music. I can't even play the radio. What I know about music and art and theater and culture and dance and all those great creative things, what I know about it would echo in a thimble. But I can go and appreciate an art gallery or a museum. I can go and listen. I love to listen to small concerts, little small theaters, and watch those people do what they love. It's their passion. You can see it in their eyes. You can feel it in their voice and their performance. They love what they're doing. It's not the main big stage. It's little neighborhood community stuff. But these two women, sorry folks, were sitting behind my wife and I, and what were they doing? On the cell phone, looking at pictures. Oh, here we are. Look at this. This is what my girlfriend had for lunch. This is what my son did at work today. Who the heck cares? I don't want to see a sloppy, nasty-looking burrito that I can't tell what's in it or whatever it is. I don't need to know that your friend's thong is too tight and rubbing up her crack. I don't need to know that. No one needs to know that. But why are we glued to that another electronic brainwashing machine? We just can't put it away. We're attached. We're glued to it. You know, not that there was money involved for this concert, but you just want to go out and enjoy an evening for a couple of hours of social, real social, human interaction, human contact. I met a guy from across the country who came all the way east from out west, where BBSRadio.com originates from, and he came in because one of his friends is in the band. And I met him, and we were talking about some locales that I visited when I was out there in Northern California, where this guy came from. And it was wonderful. It was refreshing. It was therapeutic, for whatever you want to call it. It was a night out away from home, away from the nonsense that's presented to us as entertainment, when it's really just time filler, repetitiously over and over and over and over again, saying the same thing, paraphrasing once in a while. And it's like running on a loop. Every couple hours, they repeat the cycle. Here, you're out in public. You're doing something. You're circulating. You have opportunity. You want to go out and get ice cream afterward? That's all right. You might see somebody else you know who's out having a good time. So get out, get up, get out, and get going. It's a way to fight boredom, the enemy of us all. But you're still going to run into the rudeness. You know, we ran into it when we paid $60 a seat at a theater, where people can't go 2 hours without eating something. So now the theaters serve refreshments and drinks with ice in it. And they drink all the drink and then they jiggle the ice as the singer is singing and the actor is speaking and you can't hear the words because you have this nuisance sound coming, like the people in the movies who have those candies that they unwrap very secretively, but they still manage to make more noise. And by the way, chewing popcorn in the movie is annoying as well. Everything's annoying. That's why people stay home, right? In front of their brainwashing box where they have 900 channels of nothing to see when they could be out doing something. Doing. It's a verb. Get up. It's a verb. Get out. It's a verb. Get going. It's a verb. I know watching. I don't know if you look or watch it, TV, depending on your cultural background, but it's still a verb. It's a passive verb. It's not active. You're not doing anything. You're just sitting there, vegetating. Terrible. Life's not fair, but it's good. We all need some life lesson reminders once in a while. It's not good, but the alternative isn't any better. It's horrible. When you have doubts, just keep going. Put your head down. Have that confidence. When you're empowered, you have confidence. You do it. You keep going. You run into walls, you break them down. You run into obstacles, you go around them, through them, over them, or under them. They're not obstacles once you get them out of your way. You make them obstacles. When you get sick, the only people going to take care of you are your family and some friends. Don't rely on the place where you work to do it, because they just probably don't want to pay for you. So your friend, family and friends will do it. Get out of debt. Pay off your bills every month. If you can't pay for it, don't get it. Wait. It's still going to be there. They're not going to run out of anything. It's not like Cabbage Patch dolls or things like that at Christmas when people go nuts. They'll have more. You'll eventually live to regret your debt. And especially kids coming out of college. Kids coming out of college, I don't know what we're doing. We send them to college for 4 years, get a degree. They come out. There's no big job market right now for some of the things they take in college to prepare them for life. And they come out in debt, $50,000, $70,000, $90,000, $150,000 in debt or more. How do you start life at 22, 24 years old, that much in hock? You know, it's like the at Christmas, people put everything on the credit card. So a guy wants to impress his girlfriend. He buys her a nice watch or something. It's $100, and he puts it on a credit card that he gets from his mother. But he's going to pay for it. So the bill comes in January, and it's $100. I ain't got $100. I got 10, the minimum that he sees on the bill. I pay the 10, right? Next month, I owe 90. Not really. Don't forget about that 20-some percent interest that you have to pay. So now, after the first month, you owe more than you actually paid. I think it's about $108 or $110 on top of the 10 you paid last month. And it just keeps growing. Interest is something you want to receive, not pay. So you'll live to regret the debt. Don't get into it. Don't be like everyone else and think it's a way to get stuff that you really don't need. Think about it. What do you really need? Simple works best. As I always say, that's why people get along with me. They like the simple things in life. Like Uglebird. We love the Uglebird. Uglebird keeps us a little crazy and keeps us from going insane, like I mentioned before. And if the Uglebird would let other people in, or other people embrace the Uglebird, right, the world would be a happier place, because there's a lot of crazies out there, and we know it. Every day we're finding more arrogant, nasty, rude, crude, vicious, mean people. Bullies. Bullies are out there. They're all over the place. So when you have the Uglebird, you learn to laugh. Just when you see crazy stuff going on in your life, that you say, wow, this is too much. Bring in your Uglebird into your world. Whatever your Uglebird wants to be. Mine is Ooglebird. And it just comes. It's like, wow, I don't have to get involved with that. I can Oogle away and deal with it and embrace it and move on from it and not have it affect my life. Or the other cliche word I was going to use, not have it impact my life. Impact's another one. I think I have an impacted molar. Kind of painful in there when I brush and floss and so forth. You don't have to win every argument. You don't have to have that much control in your life. Because when you have control, you win. But an argument is just something that's going to turn negative. Give in. Let it go. It's not that important, right? Give in. Stay true to yourself. That's who you are. Cry with someone. Crying is cool. You know, crying is cool. It releases a lot of things. It's like laughter. Laughter is cool. So nature's telling us to laugh and cry, whether it's, especially the crying, if it's good or bad, at least we won't keep it in. Get it out, let it out, right? And that'll let you become empowered, permit you to become empowered, empower you to become empowered, and you'll feel good about yourself, confident that you're doing the right thing, because no one ever went wrong doing the right thing. When it comes to chocolate, hey, have some. Every day have a little piece, right? Nothing wrong with chocolate. Chocolate is good, no matter how you say it. And there's a lot of good health benefits of chocolate, right? A lot of it gives you healthier skin and teeth and reduce cravings. You know, you get that little sugar rush. Your brain releases all the good feeling stuff. You don't need to eat the whole bar. Maybe a little piece, a bite or two. Healthier heart. The darker chocolate, that is. Now, dark chocolate's supposed to be good for you. And less stressful and anxiety. You're able to focus and concentrate. Maybe all the kids with ADD need to have chocolate, you know, the sugar, to get them going. And you actually, some people feel they have a more effective workout. So there are health benefits of chocolate, especially dark chocolate. You won't learn Latin, you won't learn that in school, because sugar is not allowed in many schools. Or chocolate or candy or drinks with sugar is the number one ingredient. They try to rid the schools of that. Yet the cupcake's still coming in for birthdays, right? And that's what Tiger Woods' excuses were. I just read last week or so. He was giving excuses, was explaining failure instead of reasons to describe and talk about success, you know, for his transgressions and misbehavior and fooling around when he was married and all. He said, well, I didn't have a childhood. I was always on the golf course. My dad had me out there all day since I'm a single-digit kid. I never played. I didn't have friends. I didn't have a birthday party. And that's an excuse. Thank goodness he went into something where he can be a respectable, productive contributor to society and not ruin pieces of society or other people's lives, except I guess he ruined his wife and his kids' life, and that's pretty tragic, right? But they will recover. They will move on, painful as it is. He didn't get crazy. He didn't get out of control. He didn't do stupid stuff like many of them that we read about. So you can learn that in school, but some of the life lessons that schools need to teach maybe are teach you how to do taxes, maybe even tell you what taxes are. Many kids get a job and they go out there and they get their paycheck. Well, I'm making 10 bucks an hour. I work 10 hours. I should bring home 100 bucks. Wrong. They look at it, you know, $78. Damn, where'd 22 bucks go? Well, a lot of it went to people who don't work, but a lot of it went to schools and roads and civil servants and so forth, maybe the military, so and retirement plans or Social Security, unemployment insurance and so forth. So it's good to pay the taxes, but we don't know anything about them, right? We certainly, I don't think people know how to vote. I still see middle-aged people going there, what did I do? I don't know what to do. And thank God they have those 70, 80, 90-year-old voter workplace people to lead us and guide us into the booth and filling out the paper and all the other legal proper things we have to do. Maybe the schools can teach us how to write a resume or cover letter so we don't, which turned into a cottage business for many, because what schools aren't doing, like preparing kids for the SATs and all the other wasteful standardized to other people, are more adventuresome and more aggressive, and they see an opportunity and they seize it, and they ain't bashful about charging. Maybe schools can teach you how to do anything at a bank, right? Like open an account, maintain an account with balances and interest and online and loan and all that stuff as well. How to apply for a loan for college, maybe even how to fill out the college application. Of course, you have now there's people who do that as they're living. They go around working with kids to get them set to go to college so that kids can go into debt and their families and so forth. And, of course, how to buy a car or a house. But they are thankful because they do know how to do things like the Pythagorean theorem, and they know, you know, there's 50 states. Although I was watching Jeopardy the other night, my wife, and they were the college tournament, and not that we were well, highly scholared and learned and educated, we are, but the puzzle was Of Mice and Men by John Steinbeck. And the three kids, the students, almost took it down to no letters remaining to be turned over by Vanna before they got the puzzle. And it was amazing, right? No, it was sad to see that they didn't know that classic book from literature that most kids, I think, read in the 7th and 8th grade. Or maybe they read it and they forgot it. So it is time to move on. Watch out for the Oogle Bird. Watch out for that Oogle Bird. Wear a hat so on your head doesn't land his turd, right? Oh. Now, the season is upon us. What season, you say? Bathing suit season. Yes, bathing suit season is here, right? And you want to get in shape, right? You want to get in shape so you look good in your clothes. We all want to do that. And so there's a lot of problems with people and their weight. We know that. Obesity is a crisis epidemic, and that's why we're easy marks for takeover from these other massive countries that are being formed over in certain parts of the world. You know, we're apathetic, we're lazy, we're desensitized, we just don't care as long as we have our electronics on and our stuff, but we're getting too damn fat. We're eating everything from a bag, right, a box, a can. It's not good. It's not healthy. We must, right, throw away the pills, potions, and powders, like I mentioned. So you would like to get in shape, which is fine. Nothing wrong with getting in shape. But what are you going to do about it? Well, first, there's a very simple way to do it. Remember, we always talked about simple here, and simple works best. First, you go to your doctor and you get checked out. Get you all your vital signs and your numbers and tell your doctor what you want to do. Hey, I want to lose some weight. That's cool. Maybe he'll offer or she'll offer some suggestions. But the simplest, most basic, rudimentary, fundamental, elementary redundancy that I just said, cliche-ish, is get a pair of sneaks, a pair of socks, some comfortable sweatpants or shorts, T-shirt or sweatshirt, depending on the weather where you live, maybe a visor, not with electronics. Keep the bugs out of your ear, or the buds, whatever they're called, the headphones. Enjoy nature. Take a look around and go for a walk. You'll be amazed. You'll be surprised. You'll be rewarded with what? Waking up tomorrow morning with looser-fitting pants. They'll start to ride down. Not sagging like the kids wear. Hopefully, well, they will someday. But you want to start walking. A good walk, 30, 40 minutes a day, 50 or 60, and whatever it is you can do, maybe once, maybe twice a day. Get up, get out, and get going. Empower yourself. You're not going to miss anything on TV or a phone call or a text message or an email or a Facebook post or any. You're not going to miss anything. Why? You'll be home in an hour. That's all it takes. And if it's raining or cold, dress appropriately. Not a bad thing. So you want to work out. You want to start when? Tonight, if you can, if there's a well-lit area, like the track at your high school, if the lights are on. If not, a little shaky, plan a route in your neighborhood. Someplace local that you're familiar with where you know people. So if you have to go to the bathroom, you can knock on the door and say, hey, can I use your bathroom? Right? Because in some states, if you need to use the bathroom in public and get caught out there, you get on the offenders list and there's a big fine. I found that out through the news media who were reporting from Georgia when the power went out down in Atlanta and the highways were closed and people had to relieve themselves somewhere. And a lawyer came on or somebody, a policeman came on and told the world about that. And that's very sad that in time of need, you're liable and you're subject to getting put on a registry that no one wants to get involved with. So you want to lose the weight. You want to keep it off. So you have to obtain, maintain, and retain control. So you want to do something every day. You do a little bit every day, that's fine. You don't have to do a lot today and nothing for 4 days. That's awful. People make a mistake. Others make a mistake that they're weekenders. They're out there doing 60 miles on their bike and hiking 10 miles, doing all this stuff. The rest of the week, they're recovering from the aches and pains. You do a little bit. You start with a simple walk, good-fitting, comfortable shoes, comfortable clothing, and get up, get out, and get going. Now, it's a double-edged sword cliche because it's two sides. It's an equation. The less you take in, the more you expend of energy, you'll lose weight. Go to bed hungry. How do you do that? Well, you wake up, you get into a routine, whatever your routine is, and you eat breakfast. Let's just take a general most people scenario situation. You eat breakfast like a king, lunch like a queen, dinner like a pauper, and try to cut out the carbs. Because the carbs for many people, me included, are damaging. They just hang on us. And carbs come everywhere. You know, breads, pastas, rice. You don't have to eliminate it. Just reduce it. Cut it in half to start. Instead of two pieces of bread, have one. And maybe a rice cake. You'll get some crunch and you'll get a full feeling. And get away from the beer. And I just learned over the weekend that there's fruit-flavored beer. All these exotic micro craft beers are out there. Blueberry, strawberry, pomegranate beer. Anything's better than that stuff that they peddle on the mass market. I don't even know why people drink that stuff because, like a lot of things, it's not the product. It's the commercial and the marketing behind it and the promotions people and the experts behind the scenes getting us to buy and use something that really isn't very good for us for a lot of reasons. So you want to eat breakfast like a king, a good breakfast, solid protein, fruit, maybe egg, whatever it is you like. I don't know. You have to decide that. And it doesn't have to be standard breakfast fare. Some people enjoy a burger for breakfast with some salad and a cup of soup. Who knows? If you're in a rut, get out of it. Breakfast like a king, load up, because you're going to burn it off by lunch. Lunch like a queen, not as much as the breakfast, because you're going to burn it off in the afternoon. Now you come home. Now you're done with work if you're on the day shift. And you get out and walk for an hour. Nothing wrong with that. Come back, shower up. Do a little work downstairs. Check all your messages. How so important we are that people have contact with them. We have to get back right now, or else we might not get another message from them, which is bizarre thinking. And then get some good sleep. Laugh before you go to sleep instead of watching all the crazy stuff on television. Listen to some music that you like and enjoy that gives you pleasure, and do that. Just try that for a week. You'll see, because when you go to bed hungry, maybe your stomach shrinks. It's still feeding off the stuff you stuffed in there during the day. And then you wake up hungry. So now you're going to eat that big breakfast. Then you're going to have the medium lunch. And then at night, maybe an apple, some carrots, something substantial gives you the sweet, the crunch, the flavor, the taste, the texture, whatever you're looking for in your fixations with food, but not the stuff that's bad for you. The sugars, the starch, the carbs, the processed stuff. Buy fresh food. It doesn't cost that much more. You know, read the boxes in the bags. Read all that stuff. It's good in cans as well, but it's not as good for you if you have a weight problem or a concern. Not a problem. it's a concern, and you want to do something about it. You become so empowered, you're tired of looking in the mirror, seeing one head and two bodies, and you want to do something about it. You don't want to, you know, you can't look like the airbrushed Photoshop people in the magazines. None of us can, because they have acne too, and they have cellulite too, and they have cavities too, and they have pimples and all that stuff, because they're human. They're made to be bigger than life, larger than life, but they're just like us, folks. We're all the same, right? So you want to get up, get out, and get going. You want to start the exercise routine. You first want to go to the doctor to get clearance and just continue to do it. Don't keep charts. Don't keep records. Don't compile data. Don't research and analyze every move you make. Throw away the scale. You'll know in the morning when you put your clothes on and they're a little loose. You're wearing something you couldn't wear last year because it was too tight. Now you look in the mirror and you feel good about yourself. You're accomplishing a goal. Small as it might seem, it's humongous. Not huge, like the cliche, but it's grand for you. It's great and it's grand. It makes you feel good about yourself. You're becoming empowered. You're also fighting boredom. You're also thinking as you walk about maybe your life, the spiritual world in which you want to live or get to. You're thinking about a lot of things, hopefully maybe thinking about nothing. I remember walking with my dad many hours after dinner for an hour or so, many days, often every day, and we wouldn't even talk. And other times we wouldn't shut up. We couldn't get a word in edgewise with each other. But we would appreciate nature. What's out there? A bird, a squirrel, a rabbit, an airplane, not nature, but the airplanes up above, the clouds, weather changing, maybe seeing a neighbor and having a conversation. You see them only when it snows, when everybody's out there shoveling out. That's the only time you see them. So you want to fit in that nice little new clothes. You want to buy new clothes. You want to wear old clothes, retro, vintage, used, whatever they are. Do something good for yourself and empower yourself. Get up, get out, and get going. And while you're doing all this, maybe you're thinking about the times you had when you were a kid, because kids need to get up, get out, and get going. They need to do that, right? Because there's not enough of that. They're sitting down, sedentary in most part, active as they are with all their structured activities that drive people crazy. Oh, I wanted to talk about ethics before we move on to kids and play. A couple of examples of ethics, or the lack of it. Last week we talked about the GM chief who had to answer on the car recall and the tragedy that took place there. And, you know, remember, she said she's deeply sorry. Not just sorry, deeply sorry. And we say sorry is a character flaw. And if we forgive, they're going to do it again. And I'm just wondering, was she put in that CEO job to take the hit for all the people, mostly men, probably all men previously, who knew about this situation? And maybe a woman sells it as a softer situation. Like when she says she's sorry, it's different than if a corporate guy in a suit says it with a big pension plan and stock options and all that, which she has too. I wonder if after it's settled, all the settlements legally get done, if she won't be asked to step aside, move on or retire and have a wonderful economic package waiting for her. Is she just a figurehead? Is what I'm saying. You'll never know because we never rarely get the truth. And here's another ethics type person, a congressman, apologizing. He's saying he's sorry, which means what? He's going to do it again, right? He made comments asking for after he made comments because he was he wasn't making comments. He got caught kissing another woman on other than his wife on surveillance. And he said, I'm asking for forgiveness from God. You know, they got to bring God in. We don't have to tell you what side, what color he represents. From God, his wife, the kids, my staff, my consumer, but not from himself. I've fallen short. I'm asking for forgiveness. But again, when you forgive, they're going to do it again. And this is a person, a senator, or not a senator, a U.S. representative, someone we put, entrusted him in a position of power and responsibility, and he's off telling us what to do while he does something else. Now, if you get caught once, how many other things are out there? Accounting irregularities. Remember that. When you find one, there's more, right? And he's a veteran, and he has business interests, And he's best known for his claim to fame for inviting a TV star to be a guest at the State of the Union address for when President Obama was speaking. That was his claim to fame, right? He did not address the video directly that he was caught doing, but he did apologize, right? I promise to do everything I can to earn back the trust of everyone I've disappointed. Well, hopefully, maybe he'll give back his salary. If he's given back things, he wants things back. You know, a trade is a trade, right? I've always tried to be an honest man. When you try, you fail. You're either honest or not. And if you look deeper, there's going to be more dirt. And I don't really want to go there. But these are the people who are leading us falling short of their ethical value. Once again, asking us to do one thing while they do other things, right? So we want to get to kids and play. Kids don't play enough. They stay home. They don't ride their bikes. They don't climb trees. They don't swim in the ponds. We can't let them because the psychos are out there, and they should be, like I said before, the marijuana people should be on the street. And let's put the psychos away, make the streets safe. But my motivation for writing my book, Get Up, Get Out, and Get Going, comes from a newspaper story I read about a couple of years ago. The topic was childhood obesity. It's a topic which is something rather new to this generation, although it's been around. Obesity is out of control, right? 30 years ago, it was seldom discussed. It's been introduced to our vocabulary like ADD, ADHD, and many other conditions advertised on television for which there is medicine during the evening hours. When people watch it, hey, that's me. My kid has that. I didn't know what it is. Now it's a name, and I don't care about the disclaimers and the side effects. We just want to treat it with another pill to pop. When kids are up, out, and doing physical activities, they don't even miss snacking off foods and drinks that are unhealthy. They are too busy playing and having fun, letting off steam, energy, stress, anxiety, and everything else. They are convinced they, or actually we, the hovering, micromanaging, leave me alone for once, which is what we need to do, listen to our kids. It's what parents suffer from. We hover, micromanage, and we never leave the kids alone. We're always on top of them. No wonder why they do things that are unhealthy. In my way of looking at things, making excuses is a way of explaining failure. When you succeed, you have reasons, not excuses. When children are physically active, they marvel in their success. They are not concerned about their weight because even if they stuff themselves with good foods and some junk, tomorrow's another day to play and burn it off. Like everything else, when we learn good habits in our youth, we are more likely to continue these good and healthy habits throughout our lives, so we don't have to have legislation comes in and take away a soda machine or sweet activities products from schools. You can have a cookie. Why? Because you're going out burning it all off, right? You don't need a lunch program that has some indescribable meat product or cheese product on a cracker. That's lunch. That's healthy. Come on. What are they doing to the kids? Got to feed them. Here's how to address the school's address a topic. A friend of mine was teaching, substitute teaching, on one fine spring day after a dismal, bleak, snowy, and icy winter. Near the end, near day's end, I didn't say end of the day, I almost did. Near day's end, not day's in, that's a motel chain. Near day's end, she called the principal's office asking if she, the substitute teacher, could take the kids outside for some fresh air, run around, and play. In a few minutes, she received word from the principal's office that it no way was she, the substitute teacher, permitted to take the kids outside. Are you ready for the reason? Oh, I'm sorry, the excuse? Rather, the excuse is, first, the air is brisk, fresh, and cool, and some of the kids might catch cold. They don't have a jacket or a sweater. Yeah, right, that won't happen. Second, it's still muddy outside in some places from the winter weather, and we don't want the kids getting dirty or, worse yet, bringing mud back into the school. It's extra work for the maintenance staff, for whom we pay those folks. Can you believe this stuff? So the kids stayed inside and had another lesson of computers, puzzles, busy work, or the number one enemy, the standardized test practice. You know, kids in middle school getting ready to take standardized tests in high school. What are we doing to these kids when they should be out playing, right? One of the local weekly papers publishes the names by grade of all the kids who make honor roll, and even better, president's honor roll. I will admit that I read these articles looking for our kids' names, and yes, I was quite pleased when their name was listed, although it had nothing to do with me, it's them, and I was just proud to see them achieve success because I know they work hard and they earned it. They weren't given it like so many trophies kids are given that they didn't earn. You must know it had nothing to do with me. The kids worked hard and earned the recognition. Perhaps it's just another trophy to add to their collection. Anyway, one time when I was reading the newspaper, and there it was, the honor roll for a neighboring school in a different town, listing all their kids who made the honor roll. But guess what? It was for the elementary school. Kids didn't even know what the honor roll is. Did they earn this status for sandbox, sharing, covering their face when they cough and sneeze? It is a social phenomenon similar to how much we are willing to give and how little do I have to do to get it, right? How much attention and recognition and maybe money people are receiving and how little do they have to do to earn it and deserve it. This is a start and contributes quite heavily to having to reward our kids for everything they do. They just don't do things for the sake of doing them without worrying about getting a goodie bag. What are we doing to our kids? Kids go to a birthday party in elementary school age kids, and they go to a birthday party from their friend, and they bring a present for the kid, and the kid gets a birthday party. Guest kids are given birthday a goodie bag of stuff that's been recycled throughout the neighborhood and the town and the community. Right, so what's going on? The head jockey, the experts, are the only ones cashing in. They created it with their long-term funded studies, and they all come up with its reward. All they come up with is reward, reward, and more rewards, which that will motivate the youth. Wait 20 years when the new experts and their funded studies find out the truth, that the old simple ways of doing things are the way to get things done, right? The old simple way of doing things is the way to get things done. We have to get up. We have to get out. We have to get going, right? We have to keep active. We have to get away from certain things and get back to basics, the simple things in life that work. Simple works best. As I said, that's why most people get along with me. You don't have to stop having fun when you get old. You get old when you stop having fun. Be a kid. Be silly. Laugh, laugh, and laugh some more. Color outside the lines. Wear your shorts over your pants. Wear a hat. They're funny and enjoyable and entertaining. And so that's one way to start with being a kid. And the more, as an adult, you are a kid, the better off you feel about yourself. So what are you going to do for yourself? What is your goal for next week? You're going to get up, get out, get going? You're going to start to crusade to lose the weight, keep it off, maintain a healthy body size? Fit into some clothes that you want to wear? What are you going to do for yourself? Are you going to eat breakfast like a king, lunch like a queen, dinner like a pauper, right? All this is proof that it works. All you have to do is do it for yourself, right? All you have to do is do it for yourself with a little help from some friends. This is Marty Ford. We've raised more hell tonight than the alligators did when the pond went dry. Signing off on bbsradio.com by saying, power up your power. Because the power is in you.